speak to us from your precious word tonight and teach us from it, Lord, and just stir our hearts to love you. I pray that you would be honored through this time, and we ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. So we see Joseph and Nicodemus taking down the body of Christ, getting permission from Pilate to take it to this special, never-used sepulcher nearby. One thing that they don't list here in John, or that John didn't write about, was over in Matthew 27, if we could turn there quickly, where the Jews secured a watch of soldiers over the tomb. This passage, the focus tonight of the passage is that they didn't believe. The disciples didn't believe. Now, the women did, and even the Jews, as we'll see here in Matthew 27:62, even the Jews, the Jewish leaders, understood what Christ had said. They didn't believe he would rise from the dead, but they understood that he said he would. And yet the disciples didn't believe until they actually saw Christ in the flesh. And of course, we'll see Thomas next week, the same thing. But notice here, Matthew 27:62, it says, "Now the next day, that followed the day of the preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees came together unto Pilate, saying, 'Sir, we remember that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days I will rise again. Command, therefore, that the sepulchre be made sure until the third day, lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say unto the people, he is risen from the dead. So the last error shall be worse than the first.' Pilate said unto them, 'Ye have a watch, go your way, make it as sure as ye can.' So they went and made the sepulchre sure, sealing the stone and setting a watch." That setting a watch means that soldiers assigned to protect the stone, not allow anybody to come and roll it away. Moving on, Matthew 28, while you're there, look at verse 2. "And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men." I don't know if that means they fainted or what, but these are the soldiers that regarding the tomb. The angel came and rolled the stone away, despite all these soldiers guarding it. And so where we saw there, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came. If you go over to Luke 24... we'll see that one of the angels actually spoke and said that Christ had prophesied of his resurrection. So look at Luke 24 and verse 1. I know we have to jump around a bit, but I want us to get the whole story. So Luke 24, 1, it says, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came into the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared and certain others with them, and they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered it and found not the body of the Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, 'Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.' And they remembered his words." Multiple times Jesus had told the disciples exactly what was going to happen. And yet they did not believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. He told them that he would. He told them that he would be crucified and that he would rise from the dead, and they still did not believe. So the Bible says in Luke 24, verse 9, "And they returned from the sepulchre and told all these things unto the 11 and all the rest. It was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and other women that were with them, which told these things unto the apostles. And their words seemed to them as idle tales. And they believed them not." So there it is. All of these women had seen these angels and had seen the empty tomb. And they came to the 11 and said, "He's risen." they didn't believe. Now, John eventually believed, as we saw there in verse 9. It says, verse 8 of John 20. It says, he saw and believed. Now, John doesn't ever refer to himself as John. Did you notice that? He always refers to himself as the disciple whom Jesus loved. And he had to tell us that he could run faster than Peter. Did you catch that part as well? That they both ran when they heard, and he said that he outran Peter and got there first, but then he stopped at the door, and then Peter went on in, and then he went in. But it says when he saw the empty tomb, when he saw the folded grave clothes, he believed. It says, verse 9, for as yet they knew not the Scripture. Jesus had told them over and over, I'm going to rise from the dead. But it says they knew not the Scripture. And then Jesus, of course, appears here to Mary, and she recognizes him. And this is very interesting in verse 17, where he says, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father. So it looks like that Christ, after he rose from the dead and had his resurrection body, that he went to heaven and then came back down. Or maybe he went to heaven to get his body and back down. I'm not sure. But in Matthew 28:9, not long after this event, where he said this to Mary, he allowed people to touch him. So in between there, he must have gone to heaven and back. Notice Matthew 28, verse 9. So he just said to Mary here, touch me not, right? For I'm not yet ascended. But then if you look at Matthew 28, 9, and as they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail. And they came and held him by the feet. So here he allowed them to touch him. So in between, he must have gone to heaven and back. Of course, for God, I'm sure that's no problem. I'm sure he can do that, and time doesn't mean anything. I just find that quite interesting. So verse 17, John 20, go to my brethren. Isn't that great that he refers to them as his brethren, the disciples? And say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, unto my God and your God. Verse 18, Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples she had seen the Lord. She said, I saw him. Now in between, and we won't read the whole thing, but in Luke 24, before Jesus actually comes and appears to the disciples, he took the time to talk to those two men on the Emmaus Road. And that's in Luke 24, 13 to 35. So I'm not going to read all of that. But just to grab a couple of things, he talked about how he had risen from the dead according to the Scriptures. But the Bible says in Luke 24, 27 that he expounded unto them. So he took the time to actually open up the Old Testament to those two men and show himself in the Old Testament. That's a beautiful verse, Luke 24, 27. But then that brings us to verse 19. It says, then the same day at evening, John 20, 19, being the first day of the week, so now it's Sunday night, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews. So the women, they've been going to the tomb. They've met Jesus. They've met the angels. They were at the cross. The disciples are hiding. He stood in the midst and saith, peace be unto you. Now, if you go to Mark 16, 14, he said a bit more. Again, the focus of tonight's passage is this word believe. So far, the ladies believed and John believed, but the rest of the disciples haven't believed. Even though they've been told clearly, Jesus is risen from the dead. We've met the angels. Mary said, I met Jesus. And it says their words were like idle tales. Notice Mark 16, 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart. So that's an important verse to fit into this. Jesus stopped and rebuked them, if you will, for not believing. He had told them clearly multiple times, I'm going to go to Jerusalem, I'm going to be scourged, I'm going to be crucified, and the third day I'm going to rise again. And they didn't believe. They didn't believe until they saw Jesus. And that is a problem. It was the same with Israel. When you think about Israel, they were always walking by sight. What are we told as Christians? We're told to walk by what? Faith. Right? 2 Corinthians 5:7. We walk by faith, not by sight. And yet Israel, as long as things are going well, as long as God will work a miracle, God is great, God is wonderful. As soon as a trial came, God brought us out here to kill us and doesn't love us anymore. Their walk was all based on external circumstances. As long as they could see Moses or see a miracle, then they believed. And you hear people say it all the time. If Jesus would just appear, then I'd believe. The truth is, that's not true. In Luke 16, we read the story of Lazarus and the rich man. And the rich man in hell, he doesn't say, please let me get out of here. Because he realizes he deserves to be there. But he does say to Abraham, please send someone back to tell my brothers about this place. And what is his answer? He said, they have scriptures. He said, if they believe not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rose from the dead. Because it's about faith. It's about faith that our Savior did rise from the dead. Which is, of course, the foundation of our faith, isn't it? The resurrection. As Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, if this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. We've wasted our time, in other words. So they didn't believe until they saw the Lord. And next week we're going to see Thomas say, well, I don't care if the rest of you have seen Jesus. I'm not going to believe until I see him. Here he's got all these witnesses saying, but we've seen him. He says, I don't care. I'm not going to believe it until I see it for myself. How many people are like that? And expecting God to work a sign in their life or do this or do that. They're always walking by sight. As long as I can see something happening, then I'm going to believe. But as soon as a trial comes into my life, oh, maybe I'm not saved. Maybe God isn't real. And that's very dangerous that when we walk by sight. So notice verse 31, which we'll look at next week. Look what John says. He says, I wrote this book. These are written that what? Ye might believe. There's that word believe again. The disciples were rebuked by Jesus for their unbelief. Jesus said, I've already told you I was going to rise from the dead. And then these people said they saw me and you didn't believe them. And we as God's children need to be careful that we walk by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5:7, if you want to write it down. We walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, we're not supposed to base our spirituality and our walk with the Lord on what we see and what we experience. We're supposed to base it on the truth of God's Word and on the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to walk by faith. We got saved by faith, right? Jesus didn't appear into the room when we got saved and say, believe on me. We believe Jesus is real. We believe he died for us and rose again, but we've never seen him. But the devil can be very crafty. So as John said, I wrote this that you might believe. I want you to believe. And next week, as I said, when we look at Thomas, notice what Jesus says in verse 29, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Because you've seen me, because you've seen me in the flesh, now you already made your little statement about I'm not going to believe until I see the prints of the nails. Now that you've seen me, you've believed. Look what he says in the rest of the verse. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. That's us. None of us have personally witnessed all these miracles. None of us have personally witnessed the ministry of Jesus Christ, his death, his resurrection, or his appearance on earth. He says, blessed are they that have not seen and believe. Because we're to walk by faith, not by sight. Disciples had a lot to learn, didn't they? Even after the resurrection, they had a lot to learn. And of course, Jesus is going to teach it to them for over a month. But the Bible says they didn't believe until they saw the Lord.